interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends, and happy April. Yes, it just is all going by so quickly, and I think it's because there's so many wonderful experiences and activities that we can all take part of throughout the Treasure Coast that allows the time to quite literally fly. Before I introduce to you the guest in our studio today, who has perhaps one of the best titles in the county, I want to quickly give a shout out to our friends over at True Colors Salon and Spa. If you're listening from outside of Vero, I want you to know that True Colors is worth the hike. It is the largest salon in the Treasure Coast, right off of Old Dixie. True Colors has stylists that specialize in every hair type, as well as a variety of budgets. And they do complimentary consultations. So if you have curly, straight, gray, if you want to transition your hair into a new color, cut, style, whatever that those experiences might be, True Colors is happy to provide you an expert that can make the process really seamless and exciting. Plus, they give you complimentary snacks and beverages when you're on site. They do nails, massage, all sorts of skincare, and they really help you look and feel your best at True Colors Salon and Spa, with weekend and evening hours, as well as a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. And while you process, you can do a little perusing. I've managed to pick up new earrings, new hairbrushes along the way. That's what us ladies do, multitask. So thank you to Courtney and her entire team over at True Color Salon and Spa for your support of our program. And, you know, I always like to have fancy, good-looking hair whenever I'm about to go to a signature event here in the community. And this event is no different, except for the fact that it isn't necessarily an evening affair with gowns or anything like that. No, 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 no. It's a different experience for a really unique parcel right here in Indian River County. On today's program, I have our Poet Laureate of Indian River County. He is also a longstanding board member for the Laura Riding Jackson Foundation. He isn't busy enough doing that. No, no, no. He's also the chair of Poetry and Barbecue, which is the event we're going to be highlighting. Mr. Sean Sexton, welcome to the program. It's your first time on the show with me.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Thank you for inviting us to come and speak of our event and our programs.
Thrilled
at the Laura Riding Jackson Foundation.
Yes. So, interestingly enough, there is a long history with Laura Jackson. And
that's right.
I would love for our listeners just to get a sense of it before we just jump into the programming and the events.
They moved here, Laura Riding and Skylar Jackson, from the Northeast.
Okay.
But she is a historic figure in world literature. And she actually was Robert Graves' literary partner and started out as his secretary. And she was part of the Fugitives, which was a Southern collective of poets. She was the only woman member. John Crow Ransom, Alan Tate.
Wow.
They were, she was the only one who qualified to be in their league. And anyway, she won the Bollingen Prize. She shared it with Donald Justice in 1991, the year that she left this world.
Mm.
And she and Skylar Jackson moved to Florida. They fell in love. He was a literary critic of Time magazine, and he had written favorably about her, and she went straight to him like a moth to a flame.
That's how you get the gal. Give her a critical review that it speaks nothing but accolades. Smart.
But they were soul partners. They were those people who are wind up together who were meant always to be after long journeys getting there. And they wound up in Wabasso packing fruit and rewriting the English dictionary.
What?
They were serious people. Serious people. And they didn't have electrical power. And her house is on view at the Mueller campus of Indian River State College. It's been moved there. It's the second move in probably 20 years. And the first place where they lived has now been developed. And we created a foundation to preserve and protect that house and moved it to the Environmental Learning Center where it was there for 25 years. And then we were on their best ground and they wanted to expand. And we ultimately, I got with Casey Lunsford, actually was part of that myself, and talked to him. He was the provost of the Mueller campus.
At the time, yeah.
And mm-hmm. he is a doll. I love Casey. And he just thought it was a win-win to bring a kind of immediate literary presence to the college and a history and a historical building too. And the house is about 100 years old. And it's a prime example of Cracker architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And we give tours of the house on Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 5. We have docents who do that. And we have it's a weekend coming up, April 14th. We're gonna have an event in the garden. We're gonna have writing for kids, garden inspired poetry, ages 3 to 11. And I said Aww. To our CFO Sarah, I said, "Do 3-year-olds write?" And she said, "This is all in preparation for that.
Get them excited."
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and so we're going to have the house open, and we're going to have that event in our garden. And we have a garden that is it's an all native garden. It's a butterfly garden, among other things.
Is that a newer addition to the campus?
It is. Yeah, all of that is really. And you know, that's the college's biggest piece of ground. That's going to ultimately be the biggest Indian River State College campus. When it's built, you know, it's just happening.
Yes.
Happening as we speak, really. And so that's where we're going to have our poetry and barbecue event.
Which is just the day prior to the open house and the children's writing in the garden.
That's right. It's Saturday, April 13th. It's going to be in the Richardson Center, It's kind of the conference center there on campus.
Most certainly.
Yes.
Beautiful room.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we will have two world-renowned poets there. And we're doing this on the theme. This came to me. I come up with these ideas to have these events. This is our 13th. And it's been so well supported and attended by our community. They just love it. Poetry and barbecue, you know.
They go hand in hand,
yeah,
Sean.
Of course
I
they
get
do.
It. Yes.
Yeah, yeah that's what
I would
what
say
you
the
do.
Best audience is a captive audience that's eating, for sure. So it's smart.
And so the theme is fathers and being fathered. And I'm bringing in John Balaban from Cary, North Carolina. And he has an incredible story. And he had a terrible. He really had kind of a terrible relationship with his father, and he left home at 15.
That's young.
And he wound up being he went to Harvard on he had a high school teacher who, John was in a free fall, and she was there standing with her arms and caught him, and she got him through his last year or two in high school and helped him to earn a... kind of a hardship scholarship to Harvard.
Wow.
And John is a very learned literary mind and one of our greatest poets. I feel very fortunate to have gotten him to come.
Yes.
And he wound up in Vietnam teaching English at Can Tho, and he was a conscientious objector. He went through Tet Offensive era Vietnam. as a non-combatant.
Wow.
And was wounded in during the Tet Offensive. And he has just written extensively about all of that, and also ultimately, after he learned Vietnamese, he became an archivist of medieval Vietnamese and Indochina, you know, that region poetry. And he's created a repository that's now a world resource of that literature. He's translated it and gotten involved in that sort of thing. Now we have George Bilguer. He's coming from Cleveland, and he is a professor at John Carroll University, and professor of creative writing, of course. Mm-hmm. And he also, his father drank himself to death. And John left because of hardship with his father. And so you might say, well, why did you get these two guys?
who don't seem to be big fans of their fathers.
This is going to be really hard on them, you know, and it is, you know, and it's a source of some of the poems that they've written.
Sure.
But they have become, they are exemplary fathers, and that's the other part of the story. And
the resiliency.
George has two boys, and John has a lovely daughter named Tally, and they did not pass it on. They turned into exemplary parents.
Sometimes the best lessons that we learn are the ones what not to do.
And so you might think, oh my God, do I want to come and hear that? But these guys, these are two of our greatest writers, and it's not for nothing that we have drafted them into the position of coming and reading their. Imagine the experiences they both had in the world, and
most certainly
they're going to be thought of 200 years from now. These are the guys I've gotten for you.
Well, and to that point, as residents of Indian River County and the Treasure Coast as a whole, we get the opportunity to have a front row seat to be able to meet these fine literary, I mean, like you say, celebrities in
they
this.
Are, yeah, they are. Nothing more obscure than a world famous poet, right? You know, but nonetheless, believe me, we have had some true luminaries here year in and year out, and you will not be disappointed with these guys.
Now tell me, how does one register? What do we do? What does that afternoon look like?
Okay, it starts at 2:30. We have the Law Writing Jackson Foundation has spawned 7 writing groups, and we're going to have the local poets at 2:30. They're going to read for an hour. They're going to read their poems. And it's going to be really a very rewarding experience listening to them, because they're all very accomplished and they care about poetry.
Yes.
And then we'll have a half an hour break. We have raffle fundraiser sort of things going on. Indian River Clay is bringing pottery, I think, from the Samaritan Center Soup Bowl. They're selling pots there.
Oh, perfect.
Almost for pennies. And there are other things. There's going to be a wonderful painting raffled, or I think it may be actually auctioned from the Backus Gallery, the Backus Museum.
Of course.
In Fort Pierce. And
you're really bringing in all of this history
the community,
together.
You know,
yeah.
The Pipe Den has donated cigars, and for a poetry and bourbon basket that I put together. And,
fun.
The Italian Grill and Bocce, and we have the 1420 coffee
place. Yeah.
They've all been very generous, and we have many other items too. that will be available to buy raffle tickets for, and the odds are good.
The odds are good. Yeah, yes.
The odds are good, and so
but you can't win if you don't play. That's what I've been taught.
That's right, and so it's very much a community event. We have beer from Orchid Island Brewery. We have the Varietals and More has selected the wine for the day, and
that pairs well with barbecue. How brilliant!
That's right. We're going to be pouring lovely wine. Rob Wayne and Michelle have been responsible for making that a good thing for us.
They are so astute at what they do.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And so...
So are you cooking the barbecue, Sean?
No. I have...
don't be crazy, Anna.
I have a great caterer, though, I promise you. We've done this a long time now.
You know who to hire. I love it.
That's right. So at 4, to pick back up, the featured poets will start reading. There will be a wonderful, it'll be an hour of poetry and maybe to be followed with a little bit of Q&A. And then ultimately we start the barbecue, the dinner, and they will be there. The Vero Beach Book Center will be selling their books. They'll be there to sit down and entertain people who want to buy books and talk to them and have them sign them. And,
oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
And to be able to have that audience engagement with a little Q&A,
yes.
That's pretty outstanding. So this is, in fact, a ticketed event, correct?
The ticketed event.
Okay.
The $45 donation.
Ideal.
That's for dinner, for the wine and beverages. We will have non-alcoholic as well, beverages. And also for the poetry and hearing these guys that we brought in.
Right, because we weren't going to have this exposure and the ability to meet them, hear their stories, engage on our own. We weren't going to have that. We needed the Laura Riding Jackson Foundation to help us with this opportunity, this connection. And is it from the website that we would be able to procure those $45 tickets?
I'm so glad you said that. LRJF.org, yes, is the...
I love a good acronym.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Laura Riding Jackson Foundation.org.
Yes,
I think, and it makes it just so easy because not only are you going to have this event on the 13th and then the open house / children's writing in the garden the following day on Sunday, April 14th, yet there's also some other programming that folks can learn about once they're on the website, including some that are specialized to launch for this summer, which honestly, we aren't that far off from summer break.
Oh, let me mention one last thing about that weekend.
Yeah.
We're doing, and we've been trying to do this for a while, we're giving a veterans writing workshop.
Oh.
And George Bilguer, one of the poets, is going to do that on Sunday morning from 9:30 to 11:30.
Aww.
And we are soliciting involvement. And if there are veterans out there who would like to participate, go to that LRJF.org and let us know. You can follow the connectors on that site and get in touch with someone. The workshop is free to veterans and to their families. If there's a family member who wants to come and get involved in writing really the cathartic aspect of that can be very useful for someone who has had that experience.
Most certainly. And of course, with our connections here on the program, as well as through the work we do in the community, through the Veterans Council, the Next Gen, I mean, you name it, we'll help get this word out because we want everyone to feel empowered by their experiences. And sometimes paper and pen make that all so much more palatable.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the barbecue, the event, it's community outreach, it's public outreach, it's making friends. We have incredible sponsors all around the community.
Oh.
Individuals, businesses. The Ocean Grill is a sponsor.
Oh.
And Raymond James. And we do these things, Marine Bank, we do these things so that we can also, we're hosting and facilitating creative writing summer camps.
Well, let's hold that thought. I seem to have been so entranced by the sincereness in your voice that we are running real long. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. Shout out to our friends at White Glove Moving and Storage and Foxy Nails, two locations, Vero and Fort Pierce. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostess. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Get ready to experience the rhythm of a lifetime with On Your Feet, the electrifying Broadway musical celebrating the extraordinary journey of Emilio and Gloria Estefan. From humble beginnings in Cuba to global superstardom, their music transcended borders and inspired millions. Don't miss your chance to dance, laugh, and sing along with the music that defined a generation. On Your Feet starts April 9th at Vero's beautiful Riverside Theater. But you don't have to wait. Get your best tickets now at the box office or riversidetheater.com.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs in all the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Riverside, Universal, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of Berlin Gardens and Bollywood. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street filled with lots of name brand closeouts and sale items. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Have a sunshine day. Sunshine.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back, friends. The Treasure Coast Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout this incredible region of ours here in sunny South Florida. On the show today, Sean Sexton. He is our Poet Laureate of Indian River County. We were talking about some summer writing programs as well as other programs that are offered throughout the year. That's all in conjunction with the fundraising that's happening for next weekend. We have the 13th and 14th with some incredible events that we're looking forward to having people come and visit. They can purchase tickets. Did you want to rattle off the website once more for me,
it's
sir?
LRJF.org. LawWritingJacksonFoundation.org.
And again, it's just $45. You can be part of the poetry and barbecue event. We're talking two acclaimed poets as well as so many other things. And on that website, you'll be able to learn about the programming that's geared for all ages.
That's right.
Including our veterans.
Including our veterans. There'll be a workshop on Sunday for them.
We're looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, there's always something to explore right here in Indian River County. Thank you again to our sponsors, True Color Salon, White Glove Moving and Storage, and Foxy Nails. Mr. Sean Sexton, thank you so much. We wish you a lot of success at this event. Until next week, friends. Cheers.